Welcome to the Learn to Code podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about what's the best job in the market for software developers. In Mexico, we call them just programmers. Let's cut to the chase then. It's Java programmers. Not just programmers in general. Java programmers is pretty much the best job you may get if you are aiming for getting more money for your time. There is a lot of job to be done in Java. You are not only limited to building Android apps, as it was believed. Most of the jobs for Java developers come from legacy systems, from intermediary systems, from data processing, data transportation, and backend utilities. Pretty much, Java can run anywhere, and that flexibility at the time when Java was introduced, it didn't really exist. And today, we have more options. The first one that comes into mind is Python. Probably the second one that comes into mind is .NET with C#. Basically, .NET platform that's owned by Microsoft. And the C# programming language is basically the equivalent of Java for the Microsoft world. In this case, Java developers had been getting a lot of updates since Oracle got them. Let's remember that Oracle owns Java at the moment, and they are pretty much keeping with the updates and adding features to the language. You may find it very difficult to be a very ancient programmer trying to keep up with the new features of your selected programming language. This is 10 times the truth in Java. Why? As many other languages, Java, compared to other languages, is getting new features every 6 months. Basically, we are adapting to a very rapid pace. If you are working with Java day and night, this is hard to just pretty much keep going with the updates, you know, keep learning, keep increasing your skills with the language, and basically introducing a new feature in your programming language of choice or for your project. It's not just downloading the new Java binary and call it a day. No, it includes things like you may need to basically, I just downloaded the new version. I have a new virtual machine for Java. What can I do with it? Basically, if you are making workarounds in your system, in your Java program, and maybe there is a new feature that is going to allow you to basically replace that workaround for something way better and faster, then the temptation to basically just use the new feature is basically obvious, and you may like or love to use that new feature. Now, if you are been working with quick and dirty code for quite some time on your project, this may become a titanic task for the very simple fact that introducing a new feature in Java, no matter how useful or no matter how easy it seems to be to introduce it into your system, it's going to require to face the biggest problem in our industry, and that's technical debt. Basically, whenever you choose to create a quick and dirty solution, a quick and dirty piece of code to solve or create a back-end entrance to solve a problem in the quickest way possible, and that just remained there. You never actually solved the problem. You just circumvented it. Basically, you just work around it. That happens very often, indeed, especially in systems that had been developed through the years, let's say decades. And introducing new features into the programming language is not going to magically manifest on your current system. Obviously, if you are one of the original authors of your system, this is going to be easier for you because more or less you are very you recognize where these features can be introduced in a systemic fashion or at least in an orderly fashion. Anyway, let's remember what happened with version 8. Pretty much Java 8 is still the standard, but it's not so. Oracle is basically pushing out version 11 as the new baseline. Basically, version 8 is going out of the market this year, I believe, as the baseline, the minimal baseline. And version 11 is going to be pretty much the minimum that you are going to be required to know how to develop for. So, in Mexico, we have a lot of Java version 2 programs. We have, that's ancient, I know, but that's the truth. We have very early Android systems that depend on ancient version of Android to basically manage maintenance and keep adding features. So we have a lot of Java programmers are facing a lot of challenges to keep going. And basically, the business side of this industry, the people that we are working for, they are claiming or they are requiring us, software developers, to deliver high quality products. And if there is a competitor that is offering a similar product, let's say another system, that is actually using the new features of the programming language, we are basically going to face the reality check of, you know what, if I know this can be done, and business is going to say this, business people are going to say this, I know this that I am asking you to do for me, to build, I know this can be done. Why? Because I see my competitor applying it to its own product. My competitor is doing it. That's why I know it can be done. You may remember your time on school maybe or college or whatever. And one of the main issues is, you know what? I see other students delivering great projects or maybe not so great projects, but sometimes you see, you know what, this guy built a clone of the chat app for Facebook, you know, and he's actually working on the internet. And you may actually ask him how did he manage to do that. Maybe you are working with Java, so maybe you are having an idea of working with WebSocket, an ancient technology maybe, but it's still being used for very simple stuff or for very old hardware. Let's remember that Java has a long history of running on several devices, not just computers or phones. Java was pretty much the first programming language you were supposed to think about, especially with the, I don't remember really how it was called. It was called the Java, there was a virtual machine dedicated for embed devices. I don't remember that. I believe it was a micro edition, Java micro edition. So it's basically Java, but the binary, basically the Java virtual machine, was supposed to be running on embed devices or micro devices, not necessarily a computer. Basically, this version of Java, the Java micro edition, was supposed to be running on IP cameras, on switches, on routers, probably microcontrollers, robots, drones maybe. These devices not necessarily are running a desktop operating system in the classic sense, but you may need, for example, to equip a humidity sensor, and probably the humidity sensor is gathering humidity values or measures from the environment, and maybe your Java program running on Java Micro Edition is going to gather those data and maybe process them in some way and maybe fill a remote database and record those measures, and maybe the sensor may be part of a larger system, maybe a larger device, and that device may actually take decisions on how to water the plants or how to feed certain species or maybe how to regulate room temperature for keeping alive microorganisms. We don't know. The thing is that years ago, we were supposed to be thinking in terms of how to write Java for micro edition. Today, we don't even get to choose even that. Basically, today we just learned the basic programming language, in this case Java, and the implementation is carried out by another team. We are not even part of the decision making. We are basically just, if you're a Java programmer, you are basically in charge of building a feature or creating a model or maybe a package, and basically you are processing data that you don't even need to understand to understand where the data is going to be used or how. Why I'm talking about this, I know I'm rambling, I'm sorry. But what I'm talking about is basically, as long as you understand the basic features of the programming language, this is Java, and you keep updated with the new versions and the new features that come around every 6 months, just dedicate some of your time to build a project that you can run on your computer, and that's going to help you learn a lot about Java. I would suggest that you just try to understand the basics of the programming language, that is Java Standard Edition. You may find courses at Udemy, at Pluralsight, maybe LinkedIn Learning. Those are the big three. Those are the ones that I have tried. So I know they are pretty a lot more, but those are the places I go to when I want to learn something. And basically, that's the episode for today, I guess. I really recommend you that if what you are looking for is making money 2022, Java is not going to disappoint you. So thank you for listening and see you later.